You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 862. My name is Max Shea. We will start the first set with music from William Duckworth, his famous Time Curve Preludes. What we'll hear is Neely Bruce performing Prelude number 2. We'll also hear from George Crumb, Macrocosmos Volume 1, Part 1, in 4 parts. And then the second two of the set, we will hear from J.C. Combs, music from Electric Piano Roll, called Lanterns Drifting. And we will end with music from Ben Johnston, which is beautifully performed by John Schneider on voice and microtonal guitar. We'll hear Special Plates, which is a setting of Rumi called The Tavern, and Special Plates is one of the poems in that setting by Ben Johnston, and that's a Microfest Records release from John Schneider. So we start with Ben Johnston. So we start with William Duckworth, This is from The Time Curve Preludes, Prelude number 2, performed by Neely Bruce. Thank you.
Notice how each particle moves. Notice how everyone has just arrived here from a journey. Notice how each wants a different food. Notice how the stars vanish as the sun comes up. And how all streams stream toward the ocean. Look at the chefs preparing a special place for everyone according to what they need. Look at this cup that can hold the ocean. Look at those who see the face. Look through Sham's eyes into the water. That is entirely jewel.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. We just heard from Ben Johnston, Special Plates, a setting of Rumi in a suite of Rumi pieces, Rumi poems, called The Tavern, composed in 1998. And that was microtonal guitarist John Schneider performing, both voice and guitar. And that's released on a CD of Ben Johnston's works, composed performed by John Schneider and company, called Ruminations, released on Microfest Records in 2014. Before Ben Johnston, we heard from J.C. Combs. That was called Drifting Lanterns, from a CD called, or a MP3, called Bats in the Belfry, 18 Bagatelles, and that was music for electric piano roll. Before J.C. Combs, we heard from George Crumb, Volume 1, Part 1 of Macrocosmos, Volume 1, included on Macrocosmos 1 and 2 on Mode Records, released in 2004. That was Margaret Lang Tan, performing on amplified piano. The four parts in part one were Primeval Sounds, Genesis 1, Proteus, Prehistorical, or I should say Pastoral, from the Kingdom of Atlantis, circa 10,000 BC, and the ending piece Crucifix. And We started with William Duckworth from the Time Curve Preludes. We heard Prelude number 2. There are 24 of them in total, just as there are 24 pieces in total in George Crumb's Macrocosmos 1 and 2. That was Neely Bruce performing on a lovely Music Limited release from 1990. William Duckworth from a 1983 composition, The Time Curve Preludes. We will continue with a Rumi theme. We will hear next from Stephen Dickman and his CD Who Says Words on New World Records. We'll hear from his suite called Four for Tom. That's Thomas Buchner, a baritone vocalist, who will hear on this piece called Dissolver of Sugar, set to another Rumi poem featuring Joseph Kubera on piano. We'll then hear brand new music from the duo Jalal and their piece Shadow and Light, The Rumi Experience. We'll hear a composition by Evan Zaporin in two parts called Honey from Alast, which is inspired by one of Rumi's poems, Alast being some villages up in the northwest of the northeast of ancient Persia. That's Evan Zaporin, running about 11 minutes. And we end with a piece from Marie Kimura's CD for violin and electronics, Harmonic Constellations. We'll hear her perform Hannah Lash's composition, Mire, which is French for honey. And that's a 2014 composition for violin and resonator patch designed by Marie Kimura, another release on New World Records. Once again, always check Martian Gardens for details and links. That's martiangardens.blogspot.com. Again, that's the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blogspot.com. And we start right in with Stephen Dickman, performed by Thomas Buchner on voice and Joseph Kubera on piano. This is Dissolver of Sugar, a poem by Rumi. Yeah.
if this is the time. Every morning I wait at when it's happened before. Or it suddenly, like an execution, can I get ready for death? Is this the time? You breathe without a body like a and I begin to feel lighter. You keep me
You're listening to Martian Gardens. You just heard Marie Kimura performing a composition by Hannah Lash. That was called Miel, or French for honey, and that was music from Harmonic Constellations, Works for Violin and Electronics, performed by Marie Kimura, released on New World Records. And we started with a continuing theme of Rumi. We heard a Dissolver of Sugar, performed by a composition by Stephen Dickman, set to that poem by Rumi. That was performed by Joseph Kubera on piano and Thomas Buchner on a baritone voice. And in between there, we heard a brand new release from Duo Jalal, who take their name from that 13th century poet, the mystic Jalal al-Din Rumi. And what we heard was a piece by Evan Zipporin, completed in 2014, music in two parts, Honey from a Last, which is takes its title from yet another Rumi poem. And the final piece, Hannah Lash's Miel, was not so much a Rumi theme, but a continuing sweetness theme with the sugar and honey. That was, again, Harmonic Constellations, Works for Violin and Electronics, performed by Marie Kimura, various composers. That one has the least electronics of all the tracks on it, just a resonator patch that Marie Kimura designed specifically for that 2014 piece by Yale University's Hannah Lash. And we'll conclude with electroacoustic music on this hour with German composer Dieter Kaufmann. We'll hear his piece Le Ciel et de la Terre, or Heaven and Earth, a 1985 electroacoustic composition.
Le ciel.
Le ciel.
La
terre.
La terre.
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 Terre. Nicht Terre.
Terre.
So. Der Himmel, die Erde.
Le
ciel.
Le ciel. La
terre.
La
terre. Nein, nicht so schlimm wie ich.
La terre. Le ciel.
Thank you. Thank you. Get up!
Get up!
Get up!
Get up!
Get up!
Get up!
Get up!